KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, last night, CNBC saw its best ratings ever for the Republican debate. We're going to both assume that Donald Trump had something to do with that. And within the family of...
No, I think you're totally wrong. It was Kasich. He was the lure. Everyone wanted to see what would he say next.
Yes, that was it. It was not Donald Trump. Anyway, he seems to be slipping, at least in Iowa, but nonetheless, he seems to be an incredible ratings magnet. He's entertaining, whether you like or hate him. And we are now seeing, again, CNBC is part of the NBC Universal world. NBC is now facing growing protest over the decision of Saturday Night Live to book Donald Trump as host.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see the distinction being made between the news programs, which have feasted on Donald Trump, and now an entertainment program, Saturday Night Live, goes for the same ratings trough, and they're getting criticized. I don't see any world in which SNL backs down and unbooks Donald Trump. They see the ratings potential here.
I do think there's complications, though. Are there not, in terms of, equal time?
There is. I mean, the news programs do not have the federal equal time law applied to them. In the entertainment show context, other candidates can come forward and say they want to have the same amount of opportunity as Donald Trump had. Now, I don't know if they're going to do that.
Are they all going to host Saturday? Is Ben Carson going to host Saturday Night Live?
It doesn't quite work that way. They just have to be allotted the same amount of time. They don't have to be given the same exact platform. But, you know, Donald Trump is an entertainer. He hosted SNL before. So it makes sense that they would invite him back now that he's the center of this media universe. And, you know, other candidates go on SNL all the time, not as host, but Hillary just did it herself.
Hillary Clinton did, in fact. She had a nice appearance and people liked it.
People do SNL because they feel like it humanizes them. It allows them to poke fun at their own image. They can get into the cultural zeitgeist as well as the political zeitgeist. And it is shown to be a significant factor in these campaigns. I mean, back in 2008, when Obama chose to do SNL and Hillary didn't, people cite that as a key moment.
Now, just to be clear and maybe state the obvious, this obviously has to do with Trump's remarks about Latino immigrants. And it was kicked off with a letter from the National Hispanic Leadership Agenda to NBC earlier this month. They represent 40 Hispanic organizations. They say Trump has yet to apologize for his bigoted comments about Mexican immigrants, and allowing him to do this will validate his remarks. And others have joined in, including recently documentary filmmaker and liberal Robert Greenwald, who has said that he feels that doing this would not happen with another group, with blacks or Jews, and therefore it shouldn't be allowed to happen in this instance.
It also doesn't help that SNL doesn't have the best track record on diversity. They've had a very few Latino cast members. They had a whole episode a couple seasons ago about the lack of a black female, which they have since added to the cast. So that's, I think, fueling a little bit of this.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.